right now. It's just past 8:09. Let's get Triple Team traffic. And Andy Farnsworth, we've got some issues out there.
Yeah, to get from Ogden to Salt Lake City, just taking the main line of I-15, what would take 35 minutes on a perfect day is taking almost an hour and a half today because of big delays. The crash that started it all, Kaysville, Farmington, right on the border, now in the cleanup stages. In fact, a tow truck just pulling into traffic with a piece of semi right now. Hopefully it'll all be gone soon, but again, long delays on I-15. Highway 89 now pretty rough from Layton all the way through Kaysville as people have started using that as an alternate route. Expect some slowing on the mainline I-15 in Farmington as well, Eric Butler.
Slow getting onto the freeway, Bangor Highway to I-15 northbound, and then once you get there, you've got some slow progress going on from Draper all the way into Midvale, and then as you move into Murray, the south interchange, that also goes back to a slow and go as you head up to South Salt Lake. A little bit of southbound slowing as well, just south of the south interchange. Heather?
Traffic continues to slow on the east side belt route northbound from Knutson's Corner to about 5800 south. Traffic on the west belt northbound is slow from Maverick Center to 201 freeway, and if you're on the 201, you're going to see the slowdowns eastbound between Bangor Highway and Redwood Road. New Roads Microwave Cinnamon Rolls rises and bakes in your microwave for a quick, delicious treat, from frozen to delicious in 60 seconds. Now available in your grocer's freezer. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.